السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم Hello my kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Once again we have gathered for the majlis of zikr. I've explained many times that the whole purpose of this majlis of zikr is to light up our hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that it becomes easy for us to do all those things that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam have taught us and everything that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded and ordered. When a person has love for someone, then he wants to do anything and everything that is pleasing to the beloved. So therefore, when there is a deficiency in this love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so then we find it difficult to make amal on even simple little teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So there are lots of waaz, lots of bayans that are taking place on different subjects, different times. But this majlis, which we call the majlis of zikr, in reality I call it the majlis of tawbah. We make sincere tawbah from all our sins, and we make a firm intention of not returning to those sins, and we make a firm and a determined niyat and intention that in future we will do everything as Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded. Then we have to learn those things which has to be done. The businessman has to learn the masail of business. The husband has to know what the rights of the wives are. The wives have to know what the rights of the husband. Children have to know the rights of the parents. Parents have to know the rights of the children. Elders must know the rights of those who are young, and those who are young must know the rights of the elders. Across the board, the different relationships that people have with different people, now to know what are the rights of those people. Even non-Muslims have got rights. Neighbors have got rights. So now all that has to be learned. We can't learn that in one majlis of zikr. The majlis of zikr is to light that fire of love for Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter it create the thirst in our hearts to then read, to learn, to find out, to educate ourselves, to understand who we are, what is our purpose of life, what is our goal in life, where did we come from and where we are heading for, how long are we going to remain in this world, this temporary sojourn, this temporary place of residence that we have, what should be our character, what should be our akhlaq, what should be our dealings like, how we should associate with people. Now all these things have to be learned. When we talk about mukammal deen must come into the lives of everyone, so that mukammal deen will be related to all these issues. We have to know what is the hukam of the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this majlis of zikr, that is what we do. We try by having some Naat Sharif, some ash'ar of islah, some durood sharif, some salat salam, some zikrullah, and then istighfar and tawbah. And as I have mentioned practically in every majlis of zikr, that when we say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives the sins of the past. When a person makes sincere tawbah from those sins, then it does not mean that the rights of people which we have violated, all that is forgiven. There we will have to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. I have repeated this statement many, many times. Whatever is due to people, make the himmat, take the courage, ask them for forgiveness if we cannot repay, or ask them for an extension of time, or other things which may have caused them injury, pain and hurt without justification. Then ask the person for maaf. Rather get maaf in this world than the fire of Jahannam in the Akhirat. We can't put our finger over that little flame on the candle. Where can we put? Tolerate the azab of Jahannam. Therefore, humble ourselves. Tell the person, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. That was the days of ignorance. It was my days of Jahiliyyah. I was in a different environment. I was in a different situation. My company was different. And in those days I stole some property, or I charged you interest, or I caused hurt and pain to you, but forgive me. That person will also, if he is a sensible person, and it is expected that he is going to be sensible, if you are going to say, I made a mistake, then he will say, I make you maaf. But the person's slate will become clean. When he leaves from this world, he'll leave with a clean slate. Otherwise, this world is a world full of deceit, full of cheat, full of all kinds of mischief, full of corruption. As Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi very beautifully says, Tera ay nai roshni muh ho kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. Addressing the Western civilization, or the Western society, or not even Western, we are talking about Western or Eastern, Northern or Southern. The whole world has become a global village. Those days they used to say Western, Eastern, Northern. Any little haram, any little bad action and deed, or any kind of action which is detested by Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those actions which are full of nothing but nudity, shamelessness, indecency, obscenity, any part of the world somebody must just introduce, and within seconds through the television and through the media it is propagated throughout the world. Look at all those things that existed in America, in Europe, and the people in Asia had not even heard of it. In Africa there was no sign of it. But within few seconds we find that it catches on like wildfire around the globe. So he says, Tirai nai roshni muho kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. Outwardly there is a lot of glitter and glamour and shine and fun and entertainment and pleasure and lights and brightness and everything outside. But inside the heart he says, there's nothing but darkness, nothing but darkness, andar se andhera. Even we ourselves, sometimes our outward is very, very pleasant, very enticing. Anybody looks at our outward, then they will say, this person must be the waliullah of the time. He must be a great arif billah. And this person must be a qutub of the time. He must be a ghaus of the time. He must be very, very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they look at our outward. But if only there was some kind of x-ray to look into our hearts, and if they had to x-ray the malice, the greed, the hawa wo hirs, the greed and the evil passions, if there was some kind of x-ray to show that, and the envy and the jealousy and all the other haram that is embedded in our hearts, if only there was some x-ray to show that, so then you think they will ever stay near us. They will distance themselves. They will run miles away from us. It is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that just as He concealed the filth of our body through the skin, how much of filth there is in our body. There is a prick of a needle and blood starts oozing out. And if Allah Ta'ala had not concealed that which is in the bladder and in the kidneys, and that which is in the intestines, if only that could be seen by the people, or if the smell of that could emanate from there. And it happens when a person is sick sometimes, or after accidents, or after operations. Then look at the difficulty. The wife doesn't want to be near that kind of a husband. The child doesn't want to be near that parent. They all want to distance themselves because of the dirty, filthy smell that emanates. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that He concealed it. So just as He concealed that, His greater ihsan is that He concealed the filth of our hearts. It's a greater ihsan that He concealed the filth of our hearts. Imagine a person with envy and jealousy. Now he's making mulaqat. And the person says, MashaAllah, I really admire the beautiful car that you have. But in the meantime, in his heart, is when this car meets up with a smash, or when does this person lose this car, or the person's heart is burning that why does he have this kind of a car and I don't have it. Now that jealousy, now if this person with his mulaqat straight away could see into the heart of that person, or if he could see the pride in that person, or the anger in that person, then what would be the condition? So Allah Ta'ala's ihsanat upon us are unlimited, unlimited ihsanat. His favors upon us are unlimited. So, bahar se andhera hai. Bahar, andar se andhera hai, bahar ujala. Tera hai nai roshni muho kala. Bazaahir to baham badi yariya hai. Dilo ko tatolo to bezariya hai. جو اب یاریاں ہیں وہ عیاریاں ہیں کہ در پردہ کیا کیا ستمگاریاں ہیں. Even the friendships of today, it's nothing but just hypocrisy, deceit and cheat. Outwardly there is great friendship, but in the hearts there's nothing but jealousy and envy. There's no muhabbat, true muhabbat. Where is that true muhabbat? When a person will give his life for the sake of his friend. Today we say, my friend, who is a friend? Where is that muhabbat that should be between friends? So he says, this is all ayyariya, it is just hypocrisy. It is just pretense, most of it is nothing but pretense. In the face of the person, the person is making loud and bold statements, but there's nothing but pretense. Inside the heart, there's nothing but daggers ready to stab. If the person gets a chance and an opportunity, he will stab the friend. Two friends used to go to the majlis of Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali. One day that friend did not come. Only one of them pitched up. So Hazrat asked, he says, where's your friend? The person that you always used to say that this is my friend. He says, Hazrat, forget about friend. That person, if I can help it, I'll throttle his neck. That's the kind of person he is. Now, this is the friend. What kind of a friend was that? So it is a world of, as I always say, cheat and deceit, hypocrisy. Tera ai nai roshni muho kala. Dilo mein andhera hai bahar ujala. And why is all this happening? Because inside the hearts there's darkness. There's love and greed for wealth. Love and greed. I'm not saying that it is haram to own wealth or even to love it. But to the extent that it does not affect our iman, our akhlaq, our character, then it is permissible. But when it enters the heart and brings about destruction of the morals of the person, then it is not permissible. That is why you hear in almost every majlis, Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me duba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. We have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us that change of heart. Because if the heart is not going to change, then we will never take off from the ground. So they say, bazaahir to baham badi yariyan hai. Outwardly there's a lot of mulaqats and muhabbat and all kinds of claims that you are my best friend, I will do anything for you. But just wait for an opportunity and the person will cause harm to his friend. how many friendships have ended just because the friend knew a bit too much about the property that this person wanted to buy, or the woman that this person wanted to marry, who is his friend, or many other issues of that nature. The own friend went behind his back and closed the deal on that property. Oh, how many times we hear, my friend took me for a big ride. Took him for a big ride. Something for small rides, something for big rides. So, bazaahir badi yaariya hai. But most of it is nothing but ayyariya. Tera ay nai roshni moho kala. Andar se andhera hai, bahar ujala. Bharosa nahi ab jahan mein kisi ka, ke ab daur daura hai bas palisi ka, na gham bebasi ka, na gham muflisi ka, jo rona hame hai to rona isi ka. Tera ae nai roshni moh kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala, dilon mein andhera hai bahar ujala. Bharosa nahi ab jahan mein kisi ka. You can't trust anybody. We have to be so sharp, so alert, so cautious. We don't know with what maqsad and what niyat people make statements of muhabbat and love. We just don't know for what. What different kinds of akhraz and maqasid, as we say. What different kinds of intentions. One is that love which is for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, they have given us the guidelines that muhabbat must be solely for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. After that, if the friend gives the friend some assistance or help or some hadiyah or gift, again because he is a friend for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there will be barakat in that friendship. But when there is nothing but just worldly motive, then it is not going to even last. Sooner or later that person will distance himself. How many people came very, very close, and after that they went so far away that you don't know where the other person disappeared. There's no sign of that person who was making loud and bold claims of muhabbat and love. So, bharosa nahi ab jahan mein kisi ka. And in this world of hijacking and murders and killings and hold-ups and everything that is happening around, and the fraudulent dealings, and people coming and making sweet speeches and then taking the people for a ride, how cautious and alert the person has to be. The mashayikh have to be even more cautious. People who come around them, they have to be even more cautious. Sometimes they use that for their evil intentions. They will come close and after that go and put a proposal somewhere. Now the people will think that this person, because he was close to some sheikh, so therefore he must be very pious. And when the girl gets married, she realizes that he is nothing but a drug addict. And it was nothing but pretense. One person was standing on one at the Delhi station. We were there, we were traveling on that day from there to Calcutta. So somebody befriended him at the station. And this person who befriended him was wearing clothes like us, kurta, topi, beard. And he spoke to him very nicely. And where are you traveling to? He says, well, I'm going to Lucknow or somewhere he was going to. And talking very, very sweetly with him, he says, don't worry. You take a seat here. Very long queue there. Where are you going to wait there in the queue to buy the ticket? We know that they... stations in India, how long the queue. So after a long time and offering him tea and sitting with him and engaging him in discussion and all that, then he said, now just now when that counter opens, don't worry, you relax here, I'm also going the same, in the same train. So I'll buy your ticket and we'll travel together. So this elderly person got very happy that yes, somebody now will make my khidmat all the way. He gave him the money. And now he's waiting and waiting. There's no sign of that person. He made khidmat. He took the money and went away. So he meets us and he tells us, this is what happened. I only had 100 rupees or something. And this is what this person did. A nice, pious, elderly person. So we have to be so cautious and so careful. It's a world of hypocrisy, as I mentioned. We have discussed this in detail, some other majlis also.
Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughz kibro riya dil ke andar. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughz kibro riya dil ke andar. Nahi is zamane mein kya dil ke andar, nahi hai to khaufe khuda dil ke andar. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughz kibro riya dil ke andar. Nahi is zamane mein kya dil ke andar, nahi hai to khaufe khuda dil ke andar. Tera ai nai roshni muh kala, dilon mein andhera hai bahar ujala.
Outside again, glitter, glamour, shine, brightness, whiteness. But inside the hearts, nothing but darkness. Inside the hearts, it seems as if there was load shedding. And there wasn't even this little candle to light it up. No generator was there. So therefore we have to be so careful. He says, what is not in the heart? Evil passions, evil desires. Greed, malice, pride, jealousy, envy. Everything in the heart. What is not in the heart? He says, if there is something that is not in the heart, then that is khawfe khuda. Everything is in the heart. The only thing not in the heart is khawfe khuda. Khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab, his anger, which is supposed to have been born out of love. Allah ta'ala is not there just to punish for no reason. How much he overlooks, how much he forgives. Look at our lives. If only Allah Ta'ala had to seize us on every sin that we commit, will any one of us be existing in this world? How much of it he forgives, how much. But when the person becomes persistent, he just doesn't want to give up his sins, and he's challenging Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat and might and power. He's committing sins and bragging about those sins. He's enjoying those sins, whereas he should be hating sins. The person must be hating sins. Accidental sin got committed, but he must be hating it. But instead of hating it, if he begins to love sins, then after a period of time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shakes that crown. Then Allah ta'ala sends the gale force winds. Then Allah ta'ala sends the tsunamis. And if that tsunami does not strike outside, then the tsunamis will strike the person's heart. The first area that will be destroyed or face the wrath and anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be the heart. Restlessness in that heart. The person's life will become miserable. So, nahi is zamane mein kya dil ke andar, nahi hai to khawfe khuda dil ke andar. This khawfe khuda, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam had. The malaika had. The pious and the righteous, the more they are pious, the more righteous they are, the more the khawf. Because they do not want that muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be affected. They love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's ghazab and anger, as you have heard many, many times, is worse than the azab of Jahannam. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam first seeks the raza of Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Ya Allah, I seek from you your pleasure and then Jannat. Wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. And I seek protection from your anger and then from the azab of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala's anger is worse than the azab of Jahannam.
Bazaahir to har shay mein behad safai, magar dil mein hai gandagi intihai. بظاہر تو ہر شے میں بے حد صفائی
مگر دل میں ہے گندگی بے انتہائی کبھی اس کے دھوکے میں آنا نہ بھائی یہ ہے صبریائی یہ ہے صبریائی تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا دلوں میں اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا. بظاہر تو ہر شے میں بے حد صفائی, our homes are clean, our cars, there must be no dirt, there must be clean, shiny, showroom condition, our shoes must be polished. Nowadays we wear different kinds of shoes. Those days it was black shoes and you shine it with a polish. So it must shine such a way that you can see your face in there. Our shoes. That if there's no mirror, we can pick up the shoe and comb our hair. That's how it must shine. So fazahir har shay mein behad safai. You don't want any kind of dirt. Say, I'm a very clean person, very clean. I can't tolerate any kind of dirt. On my carpet, in my home, on my clothes, if one spot, one black spot, then I'm restless, restless. Magar dil mein hai gandagi intihai. Say, but inside the heart, unlimited gandagi, unlimited filth. Says, don't come in this dhoka. Don't be deceived by the outward. Ye hai sab riyai, it's all show business. Say, most of it today is nothing but show business, as I say always. Show business. There are two different lives that we lead. Our lifestyles are two different lifestyles. A different one inside the home and different one outside. Two different images we present. Different one within the home and different one for the public. What we are watching. In the privacy of our hotel rooms, privacy of our own homes. Or those people who are in the offices, when they've got their computers there and they say, nobody around here, how many of them are watching all those porn sites and filthy films and other things? How many articles come with regards to all these issues that the staff is wasting their time on these type of films in the offices? But if somebody comes away, then quickly the person switches it off because he's got a dhari, topi, kurta. So now his piety gets affected if somebody comes to know. How much are we going to hide from people? What about that Allah who is seeing every movement and every action of ours? Can we hide from Him? Jo karta hai to chup ke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman. When we think that nobody is watching us, somebody is watching from above. So when the person is persistent in sins, then Allah Ta'ala exposes. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for concealment. Great, great awliya of the time, who were nothing but pious, full of righteousness and piety. Look at the piety of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Great, great. People went to him for Islah of the Nafs. Hazrat Mawlana Mohi Ramatullah Ali, Mawlana Tanvi Ramatullah Ali, and so many others, they went to him for Islah of the Nafs. So what kind of a person he must be, how much of piety there must be in his life. But whole night by the Kaaba Sharif, he is crying before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ey Khuda in bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirri man paida hukum. Hey khuda ee bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirri man paida makun. Oh my beloved Allah, don't bring any kind of embarrassment upon this slave of yours. I know that I am a sinful one. But don't expose my sins in this world, in the qabr, in the akhir. Now the one who is so righteous, so pious, is a qutb of the time. And this is what he is saying. And we engage in sins day and night. And it doesn't cause any effect on our hearts. Nothing. We're comfortable. It is like a fly set on the forehead and the person just with his hands pushed it away. That's, and for them the slightest sin was like a mountain on the shoulders. Slight errors.
وظاہر تو ہر شے میں بے حد صفائی مگر دل میں ہے گندگی انتہائی کبھی اس کے دھوکے میں آنا نہ بھائی یہ ہے سب ریائی یہ ہے سب ریائی
Nothing but show business. Few exceptions we get who will be indeed pious and righteous. But we must look at ourselves. However, we must not lose hope also. We must not say that because we can't seem to really change and our hearts are not very pure and clean and we've got a lot of filth and dirt, so what we should do is throw away those kurtas and topis and shave those beards. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that which we are projecting on the outside, the image that we are giving, then ponder, reflect, that is it sufficient? Is it right of me to just pretend? So why not bring the reality of it into my heart? So now he works on it, makes islah of that nafs, takes prescriptions of islah. Then Allah Ta'ala will give him the haqiqat and reality, and he has given it to so many people, why should he not give it to us if we are sincere? Needs effort. What does not need effort? Even the food, no matter how delicious it is, how well prepared it is, how enticing it is, but some effort is required. You have to pick it up, put it in the mouth, chew it, the stomach has to digest it, all those things will happen. So don't lose hope also. Don't throw away the blanket because there is a bug or because there is a flea. Remove those fleas and remove those bugs. They say the computer got bugs. Now the bugs even entered computers now. Before they used to be outside stinging and biting us. But now they entered computers also. So what do they say? An antivirus something you must have. Remove those bugs from there. Have you seen anybody because there's some bug entered the computer or the program? So now they say, take the computer, go and dump it. Throw it away in the rubbish dump. What they will say, find some cure for it. Get some program, antivirus. So like that, remove those bugs. But don't be negligent. Don't take it for granted that just because we've got our outward right, so therefore now we are waliullahs. Everybody must make salam to us. We are kamil, mukammal. We are shaykhs of the time now. To give nasihat to others is very easy. But to give nasihat to our own nafs, that is the difficulty. Take the gun and go to Kruger National Park. You can shoot a lion, you can shoot an elephant too. But to shoot this lion of the nafs is very, very difficult. In fact, if somebody has to give us some nasihat of islah, so then the person will say,
Nasiha mat kar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai, main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai.
In that Purbi language he says, I consider that person as dushman, the person who gives me nasihat. And my heart begins palpitating.
غزب ہے یہ تہذیب نو کی وبا بھی ہر ایک مبتلا ہے برا بھی بھلا بھی کوئی اس کے آخر اثر سے بچا بھی کہ چھوٹا نہ مجذوب صابا خدا بھی تیرا اے نئی روشنی منہ کالا اندر سے اندھیرا ہے باہر اجالا.
Say, is there anybody that is saved these days from these type of problems? There's nobody, he says, nobody. Few exceptions. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of complete reformation. Bless us with those qualities and sifat that he blesses to the awliya-i siddiqeen, that he blesses his awliya. Then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the heart such sukoon, such peace, such happiness, such tranquility. crowns of the king, they give them plenty of headache. Look at the kings of our times, what kind of life they are leading. They can't even come out of their homes without so much of bodyguards and so much of security. Is that life? I was going to read this Naat Sharif and we ended, but whatever Allah Ta'ala wills, that is the best. First I was going to read this Naat Sharif. So without any explanation, just a 3 or 4 lines for Barkat.
Ilahi dikha de bahare madina ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina ilahi dikha de bahare madina ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina ye dil ho aur anwar ki barishein ho ye aankhein ho aur jal wazare madina ilahi dikha de bahare madina ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina.
Oh Allah, my heart is now restless to be in Madina Sharif. Show it to me, my beloved Allah.
وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر مجھے گل سے بڑھ کر ہے خار مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
The تکلیف of that place is better than the comforts of that place. The thorns of that place are better than the flowers of that Mubarak city.
کبھی گرد کعبہ کے ہوں میں تصدق کبھی جا کے ہوں میں نثار مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
Sometimes I go round the Kaaba Sharif, sometimes I give my life at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
کبھی لطف مکہ کا حاصل کروں میں کبھی جا کے لوٹوں بہار مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ رہے میرا مسکن حوالی کعبہ بنے میرا مدفن دیار مدینہ رہے میرا مسکن حوالی کعبہ بنے میرا مدفن دیار مدینہ.
Sometimes I stay around the Kaaba Sharif, but my madfan, my place of resting, my place of final resting must be Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, bless me. That is what he is saying, seeking from Allah Ta'ala, that make my death in Madina Tayyiba, make my burial in Jannatul Baqi.
پہنچ کر نہ ہو لو ٹنا پھر وہاں سے پہنچ کر نہ ہو لو ٹنا پھر وہاں سے وہیں رہ کے ہوں جاں
سپارے مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. After I reach Medina Sharif, my beloved Allah, don't let me return from there. Let me sleep forever and ever in the land of your beloved. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghisin, Ya Rahimal Masakin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Oh my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are the greatest sinners on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, day and night we disobey you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, how much of your bounties we used for your disobedience. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hum gande hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Which other door is there that we can tap? My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? If your mercy is only for the pious and the righteous ones, then where do we sinners go, my Allah? My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa afu anna ya kareem. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat, bless them with guidance, make them worthy of entry into Jannat. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Hidayat is in your hands. Ya Allah, use us, my beloved Allah. Use us for the khidmat and service of your deen, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan. My beloved Allah, your deen is not in need of us. We are in need of your deen. You are not in need of us. We are in need of you every second of our life, every breath of our life. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. Ya Allah, you have given man the technology of transplant of hearts. We are seeking from you the transplant of a spiritually sound heart. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. We have given our hearts to everything except you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have made our hearts into garbage bags, my beloved Allah. Hamare gande dilo تو خوب واقف ہے میرے اللہ ہمارے دلوں کا حال بدل دے. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. We have begun to love evil, my beloved Allah. Where is our iman when we love evil? Ya Allah, put the hatred of evil into our hearts. Put your muhabbat into our hearts. The muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our hearts. My beloved Allah, make it extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Distance us from everything that is evil and haram. Protect us and safeguard us from adultery, from fornication, from cinemas, theaters, discos, from watching porn sites, from reading filthy magazines, from popping drugs in our mouths, from consuming wine, or engaging in any kind of haram activity. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Young, fit, healthy people are suddenly departing from this world. My beloved Allah, hijackings, murders, killings, earthquakes, bomb blasts, and the person is gone to rise no more. My beloved Allah, we don't know when our death will come. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with death in Madina Tayyibah. Let our janazas be placed in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, why are we seeking Jannatul Baqi for our burial? Ya Allah, we know that the winds of Rahmat blow over that graveyard. Thousands of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajmeen lie buried there. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lies buried there. Wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thousands and thousands of awliya-i siddiqeen lie buried there. Mashayikh, great, great awliya. Ya Allah, therefore we seek Jannatul Baqi for our burial. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving which you have given us? We were not deserving of Iman and Islam, but you blessed us with Iman and Islam. We have shown no appreciation for this great bounty of Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the globe, the ummah is being hassled. Ya Allah, we know we are the major cause of the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Distance the ummah from sins, from disobedience. Ya Allah, shower your mercy and your rahmat upon the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he was concerned about the ummah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you cried day and night, that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers and your feet swelled, my beloved Allah, when he is informed that ummah for whom you were boycotted and ostracized for 3 solid years in Shab ibn Abi Talib, when the time came to chew leather for survival, that ummah for whom you were stoned in Taif, that ummah for whom you were stoned in the plains of Uhud, that ummah in discos, cinemas, theaters, rave clubs, dance, shamelessness, indecency, behayai, immorality. So much so that even in the Haramain Sharifain, filthy films, filthy music, right near the Rosa Mubarak, cell phone music. My beloved Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the himmat to give up the sins of our lives, to throw out from our homes and our lives all those things that have brought destruction of our morals and our beings. Hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life and times. All the works of deen that are taking place, give them maqbooliyat, accept them, my Allah. Hone wale ijtema ko kamyab farma, zyada se zyada logo ko tere raah ke andar nikalne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, ikhlas ke saath sab deen ke kaam karne walon ko deen ka kaam karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, khanqa, masajid, madaris, tamam deeni idaron ko qubool farma. My beloved Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. My beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our family members and the ummah with all that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their family members kith and kin, sabre, jameel, ajre, azeem. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good intentions, good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, the illness, the hardship and the problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, pain, suffering, hardship with your fazl and kindness. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are affected by jinn, jadu, any kind of problem, Ya Allah, remove their pain and suffering and problem. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samihul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ